Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
And good morning, everybody. Well, that's a good way to start the morning with Mr. Rogers.
It's one of my favorite opens, actually.
He still comes on at 5 a.m. on NPT, Nashville Public Television. 5 a.m. in the morning.
Just reruns?
Then they have Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood.
That's a Netflix original, which is interesting.
That's just Mr. Rogers all over, animated kind of Tiger instead of Mr. Rogers. So, you guys doing okay this morning? It's Wednesday.
I'm doing great.
Well, you know, yeah, someday.
Great.
Not much going on. Spring begins in 6 days. I was waiting for some sound and nothing. Spring break in 10 days.
You need like some birds chirping for spring.
And Easter in 18 days.
Or that works.
And don't forget, Easter is early this year. It's going to be March 31st, I think, isn't it?
Yep.
In the March.
Something like that.
Last day.
Yeah.
End of spring break.
Real early this year.
Oh, it's the end of spring break?
Mm-hmm. Spring break is the week before the 25th through the 29th.
And so then, spring break could be a little bit cold.
I think it might be.
Yeah. It doesn't really start to get warm, you know, of course.
And how will that affect church crowds on being the end of spring break?
Well, personally, if I've got to wear a suit and tie, I just seem to have it be a little cool. But, you know, a lot of people don't wear suits and ties anymore.
But the spring break thing I don't know. Where are you going to go? Maybe more people at the beach. Who knows?
Well, I'll give you an example. Brian, New Vision, Baptist Church, to show you the difference. How many people in your church on a given Sunday would you say wear a tie?
Two.
Okay, and that's out of how many people one service?
Oh, gosh. How many does the auditorium hold?
Thousand
some odd?
I think the 1,600.
Yeah.
Is that not amazing that two people out of all that number wear a tie?
Maybe.
Yeah,
I think you're stretching it, really.
Well, maybe none.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
We don't have anybody over at the Buchanan campus who wears a tie on a Sunday morning.
No. And the pastor wears, Pastor Brady wears a tie every once in a while.
Usually Easter and Christmas.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, that's how times have changed. I mean, in the 50s and 60s, you wore your Sunday best. Of course, things were different. You didn't, that was your Sunday best. I mean, it was designated for Sunday to wear a suit and tie. And my mother used to dress my brother and I with the same clothes.
One of the things I've never understood about that is how people could afford to do that.
Well,
they don't cost as much as they do
now.
No,
and
I'm, well,
so
yeah,
you had
but
one
still,
suit. You had one suit, and you wore it every Sunday.
Right, right.
So you would go.
But you
get
go back
suit.
To the 20s, and people wore suits every day. I mean,
true.
That's such an expensive wardrobe versus $10 pair of jeans and a sweater.
Well, I mean, people used to. I mean, the first commercial air flights, you dressed for success to fly in a plane.
Yeah, you dressed for success everywhere. If you went on a job interview or whatever. And I noticed over the time of the 17 years I was a principal, like in interviews, the beginning of it, they would be, you'd see ties, they'd come in for interviews. Then there was a sports coat.
Right.
And then toward the end, it was just a dress shirt, maybe.
Right. And the argument, I've heard pastors say this or whatever, the whole argument of, if you met the president, you'd put on your best, very best clothes and so on and so forth. Why wouldn't you wear your very best for God? And it's like, I don't know. God's seen me naked. So it doesn't really, to me, in my mind, I don't think it really matters what clothes I'm wearing on a Sunday morning.
Well, there are preachers out there that exist that say you shouldn't go up to the pulpit unless you have a coat and tie on.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's...
That's never made much sense to me.
No.
I think if you want to dress nice, if you want to wear a suit, if you want to wear a tie, that's great. But I think...
Well, I don't think there's anything in the Bible that says God said you must wear a tie.
You must wear your Sunday best. I mean, Jesus wore raggedy robes and stuff.
Yeah.
What I'm seeing a lot of is the suit and whatnot has been replaced by a polo maybe with a logo or something on it. That's for schools... you know, and coaches and stuff.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, even
yeah. coaches used to wear ties everywhere.
Yeah.
Vince Lombardi in the 60s, he wore a tie. And
Tom Landry was about the last one, wasn't he?
Yeah, sure was.
Because now nobody can afford them.
So that may be true, too. We've got a great show for you. As soon as we figure out what it is, we're going to let you know. Because it's the Wake Up Crew, where anything goes.
Anything can happen.
617 here on News Radio WGNS, and let's take a look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 73 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear. Lows drop to 54. Wind south around 5 miles per hour. Thursday, mostly sunny. Slight chance for afternoon showers. Highs warm into the upper 70s. And then Thursday night, better chance for showers. Storms also possible after midnight. I'm Phil Jenska with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 45.
Hey fellas, if you've been feeling tired and grumpy and have noticed a lack of motivation and drive, you may have low T. Low testosterone levels can cause weight gain, loss of muscle mass, and so much more. I recommend Low T Center, which is where I get my levels tested. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's only $25. And with their on-site lab, you'll get your results back in about 25 minutes. Most insurance is accepted for treatment. Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center. Reinventing men's health care.
Habitat for Humanity's Legacy Point subdivision is making dreams come true.
It just does so much for the community when everyone can participate in home ownership. It builds stronger communities.
And you help build Habitat homes whenever you save at the Habitat Restore.
You know, that's a great investment for them, and it changes their life.
The Habitat Restore is at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
Toots, good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. When I go places, people like to tell me their favorite menu item. One of the most popular is our catfish basket. Delicious fillets of catfish, fried golden brown, and served over curly fries, or any side item for that matter. They're on our menu daily and on special every single Friday. At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We are your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
News from the NFL, where free agent running back Derrick Henry signing with the Baltimore Ravens. It's a two-year, $16 million deal with $9 million guaranteed. Ravens free agent linebacker Patrick Queen signs a three-year, $41 million contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the Steelers are trading wide receiver Deontay Johnson to the Carolina Panthers for corner Dante Jackson. In the NBA, Celtics beat the Jazz 121-107. Jason Tatum, 38 points for Boston. They're a league-best 51-14. Thunder lose at home to the Pacers 121-111. Oklahoma City drops into a tie with idle Denver for the top spot in the West. Timberwolves rally down 22 points on the road, beat the Clippers 118-100. Minnesota's a half game back of Denver and Oklahoma City for that top record in the West. Kings beat the Bucks 129-94. College basketball, St. Mary's, Wagner, Charleston, Oakland, and South Dakota State all won their conference tournament titles. They are all going to the NCAA tournament.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
621, you're listening to The Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE has helped provide light, comfort, and connection to our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. You can connect online at MTE.com or download the My MTE app. Wednesday morning, be careful out there today, as it's always going to be busy in Murfreesboro between the hours of 6 and probably 8:30. Mm. And till the last school gets in, which some schools start at 8:30. So if you're heading out Rockville, you're usually clear after 8:30. You know, some high schools open up late, but yep. Avoid Siegel at all possible.
Oh, Thompson Lane. That's why I always go right.
Always go right. Yeah.
Out of my Leanna Road to
in
the
fact,
right.
In fact, early in the morning.
Now everyone knows where he lives.
In fact, early in the morning, Broad Street, probably the best route of transportation.
Yeah.
You know, so.
When I go to work, I usually take Broad Street. I don't have much choice in the matter, but it's not bad.
You don't speed, do you?
Not anymore.
Okay. All right.
Not with my new tires. It's kind of hard to get speed up because they're bigger.
Our song of the day. We're talking about happy and feel-good songs. This is Wednesday. Let's see what we have.
Stop me now. I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball.
Oh, that makes you feel good, doesn't it? I'm jumping. I'm dancing. Watch this. Watch this move. Yeah. That's Queen. That's the only part of my body I can move is my upper torso.
And this is a great one. This will be my last feel-good happy song.
Yeah, it will
be. Because this week will be the end of it. This is a great one to end on.
Oh, man. You're not going to believe what you're going to miss.
Wow. I might if I read it. Okay. Well, this was a good one to end on.
Wow. It makes people look forward to something tomorrow. Here's something to look forward to. Brian Blish is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for always being so helpful and kind. Brian Blish will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
So if you would like to send us a Good Neighbor of the Day, we've tried to make it as simple as possible so we can have more and more folks contribute. And if you would text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450, you'll get a reply back from us. And then tap on that link, fill out the information. It's going to take you a couple of minutes. You can also get to that from WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor, or even throw it in the mail if you want. 306 South Church Street, Murfreesboro, 37130.
We're in the middle of March. You're done with your New Year's resolution. Here's 5 simple weight loss tips. Number 1, drink more water. Number 2, adjust your portion sizes. Number 3, lower your sugar intake. Number 4, limit carbs to once per day. And number 5, quit the fast food. Those are five.
Limit carbs to what?
Once per day.
Wow. Okay, fine. 6:24.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Hey guys, have you noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive? It could be low T. Be sure to schedule your health assessment at Low T Center. For established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored self-inject at-home testosterone treatments with an average payment of $150 a month cash pay, including labs and medication. If you need the convenience of at-home treatment, Low T Center makes it easy, shipping treatments directly to you. Go to LowTCenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Tennessee is on the path to potentially eliminating its grocery tax, thanks to the efforts of Representatives Afton Bain and Senator Charlene Oliver, who champion House Bills 2043 and Senate Bill 1934. This bill aims at stopping the taxation of groceries by both state and local governments, a move that could significantly impact Rutherford County residents and those in surrounding counties. Following approval by the House Governmental Operations Committee, the bill will undergo scrutiny by the House Finance Subcommittee and later presented in the Senate Finance, Ways and Means Revenue Subcommittee. Currently, Tennessee imposes a 4% tax on food, with the potential for an additional taxes of up to 2.75%. The Rutherford County Schools are considering shutting down Monday, April 8th. For The Sun, School Director Jimmy Sullivan explains.
We have a eclipse coming on April 8th. This will be the second one in about 7 years. The last time Rutherford County Schools closed for the eclipse, we haven't made that decision yet on what our plans are. There's pros and cons to both sides. The pros being that it's an educational opportunity. The cons being some of the eclipse is going to occur during dismissal. And we want to make sure our students are safe, especially when we are looking at bus transportation for some of our young students.
The last time a total eclipse occurred in North America was 2017. Perhaps adding interest to this year's eclipse is the moon itself, which will be closer to the Earth, making it appear larger, which will also increase the length of time and makes the sun darker during the eclipse. Socialize with us on social media. Head over to facebook.com/WGNS Radio and click the like button, and then follow us on X at WGNS Radio. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627, we've got Good Neighbor events coming up and another check of the forecast. We'll also be looking at traffic for the first time here and coming up this hour here on The Wake Up Crew. John, Brian, and Dalton with you. And got a couple of things here to talk about. Interesting facts. Okay. All right. One, Petticoat Junction. Remember the show, Petticoat Junction? You know, the ride the little train that's rolling down the track to the junction.
Yeah.
Petticoat Junction. Okay. Well, Uncle Joe, Edgar Buchanan played Uncle Joe in that show, and he was in a lot of movies. He was in a lot of television shows. Edgar Buchanan. Now, a lot of people don't know this, that Edgar Buchanan was also a dentist.
Ah.
And he left the dentistry. He left the dentistry to become an actor.
Fascinating.
And just kind of an accident that happened, and he decided that he was doing so well with acting that he left his dentistry. And if you'll notice on TV shows, he plays a doctor or a dentist in a lot of the shows. So I guess he knew the terminology. Pretty amazing. Interesting fact number two.
Number two.
A lot of doctors are saying, you know how we used to, what's always been the saying, don't eat before you go to bed. Don't
yellow
eat
snow.
On a full stomach, you know. Mm-hmm. Some doctors now say you can eat up to 2 hours before you go to bed. Other doctors are saying, eat, if you're hungry, you eat, no matter what time it is. Which is a big difference in what they used to say, you know, try not to eat at least 6 hours or 7 hours before you go to bed.
But, Doc, you don't understand. My problem is I'm always hungry.
I don't think he meant bowls of ice cream like I eat.
Right. That's probably not doing you much good in the hungry department.
That low-carb diet really is tough when you eat two bowls of ice cream at night.
Yeah. I've got a half gallon of homemade vanilla purity ice cream. It's pretty good.
And you're going to eat it all?
Well, you know, I have been eating it with two scoops on a piece of peach pie.
I've been eating two scoops on a piece of keto bread.
Your diet's amazing. Wow.
Don't ask me about the strawberry swirl cheesecake I also have.
You're doing well, son.
Yeah,
doing real well. You really are.
It's time for Today in History.
Turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore. You can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Beard.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
Well, the premiere of our new opening for Today in History.
Oh, yes.
I liked it.
Oh, yes.
Although the opening is longer than the actual segment, but that's okay. All right, here we go. 1781, William Herschel sees what he thinks is a comet, but is actually the discovery of the planet Uranus. Okay. 1877, American Chester Greenwood patents earmuffs after inventing them at the age of 15.
Thanks, Chester.
1954, Braves Bobby Thompson breaks his ankle. He's replaced by some guy named Hank Aaron.
Or Bobby.
1956, The Searchers, American Western film directed by John Ford and starring John Wayne and Natalie Wood, is released. It is arguably the number one Western of all time. If you've never seen it, you need to watch it. It's the best John Wayne movie, I think, he ever made, including True Grit.
Well, Sam Elliott in The Ranch says so.
Yeah.
So it must be true.
Okay. You need to watch it, Brian. It's in color.
It is in color.
Yeah. In 1965, the Beatles' 8 Days a Week single goes number one and stays there for a couple of weeks.
Ooh, I need your love, babe. Guess you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe. Just like I need you.
Here we go now, guys.
Hold me, love me, hold me, love me.
Okay. 1982, ABC TV crime drama T.J. Hooker premieres, starring William Shatner.
Hooker. T.J. Hooker.
Is that how it opened, really?
I don't think so.
Who made that up?
2005, Bob Iger is named the CEO of Walt Disney International, succeeding Michael Eisner. And in 2014, here we go. Captain America, is this what we're going to talk about? Okay, The Winter Soldier. Was it the first movie that came out under that the Avengers brand kind of thing, or was it the first one?
I think that was Iron Man.
Iron Man was
the first one. Okay.
Back in 2008.
Well, this is 2014, so this is several years later. Directed by Anthony and Joe Russo, starring Chris Evans and Scarlett Johansson, premieres in Los Angeles.
This is the one that changed everything, though, because the Russo brothers wound up directing all of the Avengers movies and stuff after that. So
it got really good after that, even though Iron Man was a big hit.
Right.
All right, that's going to be it for Today in History. And coming up, it's Brandon Brooks with CBS Rewind. Stay with us here on the Wake Up Crew, 633.
This is CBS Rewind.
March 13th, 1956.
From the thrilling pages of life rides a man you must fear and respect.
The release of the movie Western, The Searchers.
You'll find him in the end, I promise.
Starring John Wayne.
You'll find him.
And Natalie Wood.
Yes, Marty.
This date in 1979.
Why don't you just stay here tonight?
The ABC debut of the Three's Company spinoff, The Ropers.
Have you gone nuts?
And March 13th, 1992.
We have here a note purporting to be in your mother's handwriting.
The release of the drama,
it says,
Howard's End.
I would like Miss Schlegel, Margaret, to have Howard's End.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
I could scratch that woman's eyes out.
And that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to save money. When you bundle your auto policy with home, condo, or renters, you'll earn a multi-policy discount. Easy to bundle, easy to save. Visit progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 73 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear. Lows drop to 54. Wind south around 5 miles per hour. Thursday, mostly sunny, slight chance for afternoon showers, highs warm into the upper 70s. And then Thursday night, better chance for showers, storms also possible after midnight. I'm Phil Jenska with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 45.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase coming down through Millersville right now on 65 going southbound through that section of Sumter County as it slowly but surely starts to pick up with more volume as you come in from Rutherford County, Murfreesboro on 24 westbound, headed up through the Antioch area. Of course, traffic's been a little bit lighter than normal all this week because of spring break. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. Check them out at tomahawkcrane.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I've overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure. Safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. Americare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
For 77 years, WGNS has told you what's happening in our community. Now let's check those Good Neighbor events. The Little Mermaid continues this week over at Riverdale High School. Don't miss The Little Mermaid. Main Street Murfreesboro's Downtown After 5 is this Friday. It's a night of shopping, eating, and fun. Downtown After 5 this Friday. And that's on the Murfreesboro Square. This reminder, please give blood to the Red Cross. They are critically low. And don't miss Quilts in the Borough this weekend. 9 to 5 on Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturday. Quilts in the Borough on display at the Lane Agri Park. That's this Friday and Saturday. The Lane Agri Park is at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Stickers, labels, we do a lot of direct mail, booklets, manuals, programs. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works here at Murfreesboro. We are at 2227 South Park Drive. Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer. We offer everything from business cards to brochures, booklets to banners, everything in between. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
At McCabe Vision Center, we have added a full cosmetic line to the services that we provide.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Look 10 years younger. We have added laser treatments.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
6:39 here on The Wake Up Crew on this Wednesday. I've got a great little chipper story to tell you in the next segment.
All right.
So have the dog music ready because it's a cute little story about cute little sweet little chipper.
Is it when he peed in the house?
No, I'm waiting for a reaction from Lady Bird. No, it's Lady Bug, excuse me.
That's the one. It sounds like a cockroach.
I've never heard a cockroach.
Yeah, but if they made noise, that's what it would sound like.
Jeez.
I've lost it. Oh, Lord. A cockroach. Okay. All right. Here we go. Dad joke.
You know, I got a text from my wife saying she was breaking up with me.
Oh, no.
Imagine how relieved I was a couple minutes later when she said, sorry, wrong number.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Dad, those wife jokes are always good. You'll pay later for that, big boy. What do you think?
Three.
Yeah, I was going to go four.
Yeah, it wasn't, it was good, but it wasn't like top tier.
No,
it
wasn't over the top.
It was average.
Yeah, average.
Average.
That's Dalton knows average.
Whoa. It's rough here. 641.
CBS News Brief. CBS News estimates Joe Biden and Donald Trump have secured enough delegates to become their party's presidential nominees. Trump on X.
Start thinking about your vote because this vote is going to be the most important vote you've ever cast.
Lawmakers in the House are set to vote today on legislation that could lead to a ban on a popular video app. CBS's Scott McFarland.
The proposed bill requires TikTok's owner, China-based ByteDance, to separate itself, divest itself from the Chinese government, to prevent TikTok from being banned in U.S. app stores in the coming months.
A close ally of the late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been attacked with a hammer at his home in Lithuania. The country blames Russia. So does opposition activist Natalia Palavina, who also lives abroad.
It's a message, mostly not to continue investigating Alexei's murder. And I'm sure it's also a message to not continue with political work.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Detectives need your help identifying two individuals wanted for questioning regarding multiple vehicle break-ins at Primrose School on Wendelwood Drive. The incident occurred on March 5th while parents were dropping off their children at the school. Surveillance video captured a man entering one victim's unlocked and unattended car, where he appears to remove what looks like a wallet. Also, a woman was caught on video apparently using several victims' credit cards or debit cards to purchase gift cards at multiple Walgreens inside. The pictures are on WGNSRadio.com, along with instructions on who to call if you know where they are. The Tennessee Supreme Court has closed out any chances of an appeal for a man who was convicted of aggravated rape in Rutherford County in 2021. The Supreme Court decision came out on Monday. Marco Luciano Cianfarani, who was convicted on three counts of aggravated assault and reckless endangerment with a deadly weapon, claimed in an appeal that evidence was insufficient to support his aggravated rape and aggravated assault convictions. He also contended that the trial court erred in permitting the testimony of a witness to whom the defense had received late notice of. The Supreme Court rejected all of those arguments, and Cianfarani will stay in jail. We have more news on that car fire that occurred at a local park. On Sunday, Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue was called to Barfield Crescent Park for a report of a car fire. Firefighters arrived to prevent any further damage or potential danger to nearby structures at the park. Police report all occupants of the car were out of the vehicles when firemen arrived and there were no injuries reported. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Manufacturing, construction, agriculture. Blue-collar jobs are the backbone of America. Those workers know the car they drive to work isn't just for show. It's what gets them to their paycheck. So where do you turn when you need a car but your credit isn't perfect? At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been helping everyday Americans like you through life's financial journey for over 65 years. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
There's a lot going on here. Entertainers come in three or four times a week. I'm Greg Shannon. Come and check out Adam's Place. Of all the places we checked, it was by far the most comfortable. People make a difference in your life. And here, when we first got here, you know, they come up and said, hey, join us for dinner. They just want you to be part of the community, you know? Just feels so welcoming.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Visit Novatech.net. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
Fast response if the power goes out.
An app that keeps me informed. Tips to lower my monthly bill.
Communication on things that matter to me.
Done, 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 done.
I want to know everything.
everything? Well, young lady, let me show you the MyMTE app. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Capstar Bank.
If you're looking for an authentic relationship with financial experts who genuinely care about your unique needs, Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank wants to help you reach your financial goals because at Capstar Bank, you matter to us. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Information you need, especially if you're new to town and don't have a doctor.
We have a very good mix. We have a total of 20 different specialties as part of our clinic.
Joey P., president and CEO of Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
To some degree, one-stop shopping concept to where you establish a relationship with your primary care physician. He or she will refer you to other specialists when that care is needed, whether that be surgery, whether that be obstetrics or gynecology, podiatry. So when you start thinking about where do I go, how do I identify another physician, a specialist that I may need, you can consult with your primary care physician to help direct that care and make that choice.
So if you're new to town and need a doctor, this gives you connections.
The easy answer to your question is yes. Primary care, both on the internal family medicine side and the pediatric side. So both of those departments have physicians and nurse practitioners. One of our physicians is actually a geriatrician or geriatric specialist. We have gone through a process to identify our facilities. When you drive up and if you've been to one of our facilities, you know that, oh, that's Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. It looks like there are other offices.
And that's information you need. Brought to you by Capstar Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew. Glad you're back with us. And guys, get the dog. Not that dog. Is that even a dog?
It's a cockroach.
Get the cockroaches off. We're talking about my little chipper.
And they called it puppy love.
Oh, sweet little Chip Chip. He, the other day, I gave him a lamb, like a sheep, you know, like a little lamb.
Little lammy?
Yeah, for, I guess it's probably six.
That's him.
Can I tell the story?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 6 months ago, and he's chewed the fire out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, he just, okay. But he loves that thing. So I started putting it up to save it a little bit. I have this little, this old plant stand kind of thing, and I threw all of his toys in it. And for the first time ever, he's not one to, he used to chew when he was little, but for the first time ever, he got up into that bucket and reached in and got that little lamb out, and he was chewing on it when I got home. Now, he chews it, but he doesn't take it to the point where he's chewed the ear off and he's chewed the nose off, but he hasn't gone into the inside where the stuffing is, you know?
Yeah.
So it's still workable. It's almost like he knows not to go any further or I'm going to throw that thing away. So he goes up to the middle. Now, I've also, when he gets ready to go to bed at night, I'll go, get your baby. He goes running over, gets his baby, and goes in.
Aww.
When he goes to bed. Now he's gotten where he just automatically goes, gets the baby, and takes it into the crib with him. I don't know what I'll do if he just destroys it to the, you know.
You're going to have to buy more.
My dog has a toy we call Slime Chicken, and it's a little Easter toy. It's like an Easter egg with a little chicken popping out of it. Well, he got Slime Chicken when he was a puppy, so that was 4 years ago. And it's literally in half, like it's two separate pieces.
But
and
he still goes.
And he'll grab it and he'll just shake it and play with it, whatever. And he'll drop it and then he'll grab the bottom half and he'll shake it and play with it and throw it. So we can't throw it away because it's his favorite toy. He takes it everywhere. When he goes outside in the morning, he grabs Slime Chicken and then takes it outside while he does his business with it in his mouth.
Now I wonder if you were to give him a new Slime Chicken, would
we can't find it. We've looked for it and can't find it anywhere. They discontinued it
and
or whatever.
And he doesn't, you can't, there's nothing.
He's got other toys he likes, yeah. But that's the one. That's Slime Chicken.
That's what he knew as a baby.
Called Slime Chicken because it's rubber, so it gets all slimy in his mouth because he spits a lot.
Ladybug's first little one was the little cow at Chick-fil-A. Bobby had one of those, and she played with it. And so we did find a replacement for it. But
of course you did. If you had gone to the Himalayas to find it, you'd have found it
she
for
her. She had a little lamb, too.
Yeah. Rosie will kill things.
Yeah.
So
murdered.
I mean, anything that's stuffed.
Devil's
human
dog.
Human beings, too.
Devil's dog. Yeah, I know.
It may be there for 2 months, but when she decides that she's going to kill something, she'll go get one of those toys out, and then it's everywhere. Takes the squeaker out, all of the stuffing. It's all over the place.
What a sweet dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's time for some celebrity birthdays this morning.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
All right, 1913, William J. Casey was born. He was an American head of the CIA during the Iran-Contra scandal from 81 to 87. 1929, Jan Howard, American country music singer and songwriter, sung a lot with Bill Anderson, born in West Plains, Missouri. She died in 2020, Jan Howard.
Wow. Lived a long life.
In 1956, Jamie Dimon, American business executive and CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, born in New York City. 1960, Adam Clayton, the English-Irish musician and rock bassist of U2.
Me too?
1985. Emil Hirsch, I think that's how you say it. American actor, Into the Wild, Speed Racer. He was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, too. Born in Topanga, California. In 1992, Ozuna, the Puerto Rican singer, born in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Nadie sabe lo que pasó en esta vida. Y me pregunto día a día, ¿qué será de mí? Si mañana no despierto. I tell you what, they have some of the prettiest songs. I mean, it's just really beautiful.
And they're great if you ever need just background music for something, because you don't get soaked up into them quite the same way. I'm a big fan of music in another language.
Yeah. All right, that's a look at celebrity birthdays. How about some local birthdays, big boy?
Yes, celebrating today, we have Thomas Rutherford, Ben Cooper, Jennifer Hopper, and Janice Mullaney all celebrating today.
So those
you got every one of those names right.
I'm floored. Congratulations.
There was only four.
If you want to call or text in to add to our birthday list, the number is 615-893-1450 to call or text. 615-893-1450. It's the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
Well, today is a holiday that you actually celebrated unknowingly, because this morning, very kindly, you brought me and John both a cherry ginger ale, which is a new flavor, and today is National Ginger Ale Day.
Aw, dude, how did you know?
Psychic.
That's sweet. That's going above and beyond.
Oh, yes.
6:55, here's the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 73 degrees. Winds south-southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear. Lows drop to 54. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Thursday, mostly sunny. Slight chance for afternoon showers. Highs warm into the upper 70s. And then Thursday night, better chance for showers. Storms also possible after midnight. I'm Phil Jenska with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 45.
TV too loud? We can help with that. I'm Dr. Sean Lancaster with Hearing Aid and Audiology Services. If you've been struggling with your hearing, I encourage you to give me a call, Dr. Sean Lancaster, and take a free hearing aid test drive and see for yourself how much hearing aids can truly help.
Good morning. Starting to load up pretty good now with some volume coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 westbound up through the Antioch area, right on schedule actually. Still working that nasty wreck up on 65 at the 9 mile mark, and that's going to be just inside Kentucky. Prince's Hot Chicken has you covered with catering.
check them out right now at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. United Communications, MTE's internet company, is a nationally recognized, award-winning provider of internet and phone services to enterprise-class businesses and residential customers in Middle Tennessee. Find out more at mte.com/internet.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it. Here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Hey, fellas, if you've been feeling tired and grumpy and have noticed a lack of motivation and drive, you may have low T. Low testosterone levels can cause weight gain, loss of muscle mass, and so much more. I recommend Low T Center, which is where I get my levels tested. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's only $25. And with their on-site lab, you'll get your results back in about 25 minutes. Most insurance is accepted for treatment. Go to LowTCenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Franklin's Printworks has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Printworks. We hear a lot of people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
I like water aerobics.
Margaret Ordobadian chose Adams Place.
It's been a great boon for my health to have water aerobics. The pool is a saltwater pool, and the instructors are all geriatric trained.
And then they have stretch and balance to help you keep from falling.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58. Glad you're back with us, but we got to take a break because the news is coming up next. Brian Blish is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for always being so helpful and kind. Brian's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And you might be able to try and nominate someone as Good Neighbor of the Day, but they won't have a name quite as good as Brian Blish. But you could do it anyway. Go ahead and text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate someone. You can also call or text that very same number to get your birthdays or anniversaries into us. Once again, that's 615-893-1450. Or, even easier than that, head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays to get those in there so that we can pull one lucky person out and give away some delicious banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
All right, next, it's the CBS World News Roundup on WGNS. We bring that to you courtesy of fine sponsors like the Low T Center and French's.
French's Shoes and Boots is the number one place to shop for boots, shoes, apparel, accessories, and much more. Find that new favorite pair you'll be proud to wear.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Stay tuned. The news is next here on News Radio WGNS. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Clock ticking for TikTok.
This legislation is picking up steam quickly.
Biden and Trump clinch.
This vote is going to be the most important vote you've ever cast.
Uvalde police chief resigns.
The coward's way out, just like his officers.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a critical vote is expected today in the House of Representatives on the future of TikTok. A bill requires the app to separate from its Chinese parent company or face a ban in this country, something that could impact up to 100 million Americans. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
JT Laybourne of Utah makes a living on the platform, selling apparel.
It is 90%+ of my family's income.
Born with a heart condition.
For the first time in like 36 years, my heart actually functions.
And he also talks cardiac health to his nearly 2 million followers.
I've had people come up to me in public, give me a hug and cry on my shoulder and say that you will never understand what your videos mean to me.
TikTok has mobilized Laybourne and others to fight a bill poised for approval today in the U.S. House requiring TikTok to divest or separate from its China-based owner ByteDance or face a ban within months.
ByteDance is controlled by the Chinese Communist Party.
Democratic Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy is a sponsor of the bipartisan bill, which cites national security concerns.
ByteDance, as well as CCP, have access to tremendous amounts of personal data.
House Republican leaders and the White House have already endorsed the plan. The final hurdle could be former President Trump, who once threatened to ban TikTok, but now opposes the bill, saying it would shift too much influence to Facebook.
President Biden and former President Trump have clinched their party's presidential nominations. It's estimated they have the delegates needed after lopsided wins in primary voting yesterday in four states. Trump spoke from Mar-a-Lago.
We'll celebrate in 8 months when the election is over. November 5th will go down as the most important day in the history of our country.
In the long general election campaign ahead, political scientist Larry Sabato says President Biden has to make a strong case for his economic record.
The rest of it, 60%, is going after Trump and clearly spelling out the dangers of a second Trump term.
In the first CBS News battleground poll of the campaign, Trump has a 3-point lead over Biden among likely voters in Georgia. That's within the margin of error. Well, the team of U.S. Marines has been sent to Haiti's capital to protect the U.S. embassy. CBS's Christian Benavides reports street gangs and a power vacuum have prompted some people to look for ways out of the country.
The neighboring Dominican Republic is cracking down on undocumented Haitians and sending them back to their country.
¿Qué pasó?
They treat us like dogs, this man told us after he was released, adding we were detained since yesterday with no food, nothing. It follows weeks of gang violence that have endangered the streets of the nation's capital and displaced thousands of people. The ongoing unrest has left some Americans in Haiti, like missionary Jill Dolan, stranded.
When we've contacted agencies to extract us, they have just said it's way too dangerous where you are. You have to stay put.
Lithuanian authorities say a hammer attack on a top aide to the late Alexei Navalny was likely organized by Russia. It happened outside Leonid Volkov's home in Vilnius. He needed hospital treatment. In an interview with Russian state television, President Vladimir Putin praised his country's nuclear arsenal and said it was ready to deploy those weapons if Russia's sovereignty was threatened. Back here at home, the police chief of Uvalde, Texas, has resigned. It comes after a report commissioned by the city found police officers should not be blamed for the delay in responding to the 2022 school massacre. CBS's Omar Villafranca reports victims' families still want accountability.
Police Chief Daniel Rodriguez resigned just hours before he was expected to face those families at a city council meeting.
Danny has resigned.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. The coward's way out, just like his officers.
Rodriguez, who spent 26 years with the department, stepped down less than a week after a local investigation defended the police department's response to the school shooting.
They stood there 77 minutes and waited.
The city's report found that local officers shouldn't be punished since they followed orders and were not properly trained, contradicting previous state and federal reports, which called the law enforcement response a failure.
It's 5 past.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, don't tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The cause of a massive house explosion outside Pittsburgh is under investigation. Two people were killed, and neighbors described it.
I just felt the shake, and I thought, did we have an earthquake?
The best way to describe it is like a sonic boom, a blast.
There were things flying through the air all over the place.
At least two other homes were damaged. We're hearing from the Florida man who survived a bite from a rare crocodile in Everglades National Park. Rodrigo Constantine says it clamped its jaws on one of his legs after his sailboat capsized.
I just tried to open his mouth, but I don't have the strength to open his mouth. He just opened the mouth, and I can release my leg.
The 68-year-old man was able to swim to shore and was flown to a hospital for treatment. Dallas Seavey won Alaska's grueling Iditarod sled dog race for a record sixth time. He came from behind after a moose attack. Three dogs died during this year's event. The New York Times is sending takedown notices to games that mimic Wordle, the online word game it purchased in 2022. The Times alleges copyright infringement. Well, look who's back on Spotify.
We know where the music's playing.
Neil Young, who pulled his music 2 years ago because he said Spotify refused to stop what he termed COVID misinformation on the Joe Rogan podcast, returns reluctantly from the sound of it. Young says Apple and Amazon serve up the, quote, same disinformation, and he says he can't boycott them because his music would have no streaming outlet. A happy 86th birthday to the World News Roundup.
Tonight the world trembles, torn by conflicting forces. Throughout this day, event has crowded upon event in tumultuous Austria.
This broadcast, America's longest-running newscast, first signed on this date in 1938.
Columbia now presents a special broadcast, which will include pickups direct from London, from Paris.
More recently, the Roundup has won the Edward R. Murrow Award for Best Newscast 10 years in a row. Time on the Roundup, 8 past the hour.
What if there is a murderer walking among us?
Follow the clues, solve the mystery.
This village really is a place where murder is easy.
Agatha Christie's Murder is Easy, a brand new BritBox original series, is streaming now, adding to the largest collection of Agatha Christie, including Miss Marple, Poirot, Why Didn't They Ask Evans, and more.
The whole collection is magnificent.
Stream the best of British TV, only on BritBox. Start a free trial at BritBox.com.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You're up to date with the latest news, updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. Let's get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Thank you, Steve Kathan. It's 7:09 from News Radio WGNS. It's the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. Glad you're along with us this morning. John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along as well. Right now, let's get a quick check of traffic and weather brought to you by Toots.
Hey, I'm Jack Hayes, here with my dad Nick and my granddad Pops.
In 1985, when we opened our doors, we had one kid's item on the menu. It was a hot dog. But today we have one of the most popular kids' items in Rutherford County. What's your favorite item, Jack?
Chicken fingers, curly fries, and our homemade barbecue sauce.
At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Toots.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 73 degrees. Winds south-southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear. Lows drop to 54. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Thursday, mostly sunny. Slight chance for afternoon showers. Highs warm into the upper 70s. And then Thursday night, better chance for showers. Storms also possible after midnight. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 44.
Capstar Bank is for you.
Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. A couple of accidents now starting to pop up out here. It remains heavy with that traffic volume on 24 westbound coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County up through the Antioch area. It's also building pretty good now as we stand in line westbound Vietnam Vets here at Conference Drive. All that heavy traffic coming through Sumner County, Hendersonville as it continues to build on 65 down through Millersville this morning through Robertson County into Sumner County. Prince's Hot Chicken has you covered with catering. Check them out today at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
If you're not waking up to the wake-up crew, here's what you've been missing.
Did you know I can make noise with my left eye?
I was trying
to get it on the microphone.
Oh, you did.
Weekday mornings from 6 until Swap and Shop.
The Wake-Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake-Up Crew on News Radio WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's the Wake Up Crew second hour here for a Wednesday morning. We have reached the second hour of this Wednesday, which means we are exactly halfway through with the Wake Up Crew.
Yeah, man.
For the week. So,
milking the cow.
Okay, you keep milking your cow and I'll...
Dance moves, we're fired up. That ginger ale.
Woo!
That ginger ale was great.
And the... No, I'm not going to make that joke. Never mind.
Yeah, let's not. Wednesday morning, it's March 13th. It's episode 1363 of the Wake Up Crew. Spring in 6 days. Spring break just 10 days away. So you almost got to that point. Easter, 18 days away. It's the... You've got the week of spring break. Then the following weekend is Easter weekend. So there you go. Just kind of get your bearings straight.
You know, I don't know what people would do without us, because we tell them every holiday what's coming up. I mean, what other radio station does that? I don't know of anybody.
There are none.
They're right. I mean,
boy, that's a cool sound effect.
No, there are not.
Oh, no.
John, grab yours.
Hey, let's go get three of those.
Maybe I'll do the rest of the show this way.
Okay, look, he's talking in a cup, ladies and gentlemen.
Look, man. I'm not saying... You ever seen that video of the bear riding a unicycle?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Song of the day. Yeah, we've got happy feel-good songs. This is our final week of those. Here's a good ditty. All right, that's Queen. Don't Stop Me Now.
Maybe we should stop.
That puts
him.
A little pep in your step.
Maybe we should stop him. Like
stop,
now.
Stop
that's,
me?
That rocks. That song.
That's a great song. Yeah. That's probably the most underrated Queen song.
Yeah, really is.
I have in my hand here
a piece of paper.
Some
a packet.
Information that has been put together.
Okay, this is where he goes into his... It's kind of a Brian hour.
Oh, yes.
You know, we'll just sit and listen.
Have you heard of twalking?
Would that be
texting and walking?
Twalking, yes.
Twalking.
Texting while walking.
I'm pretty sure we talked about it on the show. I'm just kidding.
Doctors are seeing an increase in patients with cuts, bruises, and even fractures resulting from distracted scrolling.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Messaging while on the move is soon to be the most common reason for tech injuries, according to this research.
How many reasons
are there
for tech injuries?
If you ever fall in a hole, you're texting and you're walking, you fall in a hole or off a step.
A hole that the Roadrunner painted in the street.
I think people have actually had, I don't know, but
there are videos from that stuff.
From yeah.
So this one talks about a 67-year-old woman who fell down a trap door.
Mm.
Why was there a trap door in the street?
Well, and a man who fell off a cliff while taking a photo of the sunset and fell off the cliff.
Okay.
Well, that's not tweeting. Look, he was at least trying to take a picture.
Look, sometimes I hear things like this and I think maybe it's natural selection. You know, if you're walking towards a cliff taking a picture, maybe.
My question to those people is, what were you thinking?
That's this guy who fell off a cliff, especially the trapdoor thing. Why is there a trapdoor in the street? Walking towards a cliff, you should probably stand still when you're taking your picture. You know.
So, cell phones are the second most dangerous tech product behind TVs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What does a TV do to you?
Falls on you.
Fall on you?
Which I'd imagine that's probably getting less and less with how much lighter TVs have gotten.
Typically leads to injuries when people try to lift them. You try to lift the TV, maybe pull your back or something like that.
I just hung a TV recently. We got a new one at the house, and I did it all by myself. You know, they've gotten so much lighter.
Well, it's almost easier.
Yeah.
Then have somebody standing there and you're trying to.
Right. Well, and TVs used to be so heavy to try and get up. But like his TV, you know how big it is. I hung it by myself. I mean, they're just not that heavy.
I had one before they became light. You know, I had stuff.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. You moved it a few times with me. Good Lord. And you couldn't handle it, you know?
But, I mean, this one that's up here in the studio, I can hold with one hand. They're just so light now that it's...
Well, I want to add to something when you get through here. I want to add something about texting, okay?
Okay. Well, just to kind of wrap that up, 23% of all tech injuries nationwide are involving the phone. Talking is right behind texting.
That makes sense.
And then walking with your phone. Reaching for your phone, causing injuries. Getting wrapped up in the charger. Running is way down, but the phone cord, 123 injuries in 2020. So at least that many people still have a phone cord. And I would assume that those people who still have a corded phone might be, elderly. So,
Here's the thing aggravating me about texting.
Walking.
Texting. People in your car, you're in the line, there's a red light. Red light goes to green. Inevitably, there is a pause now that used to never be there if you're behind them and you're going, it's about 5 seconds. Now, I'm not that impatient, but.
Right.
After about 5 seconds is an eternity at a red light, especially when you're getting a turn left and
The one that really stresses me out is when you're next to somebody. You know, maybe there's a turn lane and a green light with separate lights, and the turn will turn green, and so those people will start going forward, and the person behind you will let off their gas because that's what they're watching their peripheral. And when they see somebody else moving, they think it's time to go.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, oh, they're going to hit me.
And they're probably texting.
For sure. They're on their phone. And so they see cars moving and they think, well, it's time to go.
And they'll bump you.
Well, I've never gotten bumped, but it's been pretty close.
But that is always the case.
You shouldn't do that if you're the first person in the line right behind the traffic light and you've got traffic behind you.
Probably shouldn't do it in
general. Well, probably shouldn't do it in general. That's true. All right, here's sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports,
sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
News from the NFL, where free agent running back Derrick Henry is signing with the Baltimore Ravens. It's a 2-year, $16 million deal, $9 million guaranteed. The Ravens lose linebacker Patrick Queen to the Pittsburgh Steelers. He gets a 3-year, $41 million contract. And the Steelers are trading wide receiver Deontay Johnson to the Carolina Panthers for corner Dante Jackson. In the NBA, Celtics down the Jazz, 121-107. Boston is now a league best 51-14 on the year. Thunder lose at home to the Pacers, 121-111. Oklahoma City drops into a tie with idle Denver for the top spot in the Western Conference. Timberwolves rally down 22 points on the road, beat the Clippers 118-100. Minnesota is now a half game back of that race for the top spot in the West. Kawhi Leonard for LA left the game with a back injury, did not return. Kings over the Bucks 129-94. College basketball, St. Mary's, Wagner, Charleston, Oakland, and South Dakota State all win their conference tournament titles, are going to the NCAA tournament.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
I want expert advice on going 100% solar.
I want to go green without breaking the bank.
I want to meet my sustainability goals.
I want solar to be simple.
Done, 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 done.
I want to save the planet.
Little hero, let's start with one of MTE's solar programs first. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
Adam's Place was a very, very good thing for us to do at our ages or earlier, because I would have been more able to do a lot of the things that are here for us to help us keep feeling younger.
I saw this young lady with her father. She said, yeah, I'm trying to convince my dad that it's better to move in 5 years earlier than 5 minutes too late.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
French's, the name to trust. French's, depend on us. French's, a great selection too. We take pride in pleasing you. Get brand names at a lower price. The French family really treats you nice. It makes good sense. Shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
That's French's Shoes and Boots, 1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew, here from News Radio, WGNS.
And now, it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Dinkins.
Well, all our participants are here today, so we're ready for random questions. Are you guys ready?
Yes!
All right, here we go with question number one. What talent were you gifted that comes natural?
Ooh, I can ham bone. Wait, let me mic myself.
You were gifted with that.
That came naturally.
Brian, can you top that?
No.
And he's not going to give a live performance of his talent.
I want to say that I definitely had nothing to do with the development of that in young Dalton's
life.
Because
it came naturally.
Well, it kind of scared me at first what he was going to do. I really, you know. No, number two. Have you ever been disappointed by something you anticipated to be bigger than life? Something that you look for, maybe something you look forward to and it turned out to be kind of a bummer.
Yeah, children.
I was going to say adulthood. So it's like, you know, you get this 18-year free trial.
Yeah.
And then you enter into adulthood, and it's like,
you want your money back.
This kind of sucks.
Yeah. If you could be an explorer, what would be your expedition? Where would you go?
I think it would be cool to either explore outer space, like a deep space explorer.
I knew you'd say that.
Or the bottoms of the ocean, because nobody's ever been down there. I mean, 80% of the ocean is unexplored, so I think it'd be cool to be able to explore that.
I can't wait for Brian's answer to this.
If I weren't afraid of the water and could swim and those kind of things, you know, scuba diving and that kind of thing, I think would be neat. But
alas.
I can't do that. I don't want to go, like, you know, scale a mountain like Mount Everest or anything. It's too cold and I would die. So, I'm not much of an explorer.
Here's one that both of you can answer. What do you love about the internet?
There are a lot of things I don't love, but I do like, I really enjoy, like, internet kind of communities, people who are just really passionate about things and they get to just find other people who care about that, you know, like Star Trek nerds, whatever, like the people who are really, really into it. They can get online and there's a whole community of them and they can make friends with those people or just various different things. There's something for everybody.
I think just information at your fingertips. If you hear a song and what is that song, you know, you can
It can almost become an obsession.
Yeah.
Well, that's the information thing. I think it's too much, and it scares me a little because it's like I never get a break.
I mean, you can find the actor that's like the fifth actor in the movie.
Yeah.
And look him up. Do you do that?
Yeah, well, I mean, questions come up on this show all the time, and you just pop up the internet and find the answer real quick.
Sure. All right, here's one. Who was the last person to knock or ring at your door?
The delivery guy who brings something every day, whatever, from Amazon or whatnot.
Does your phone beep when he comes?
No.
Or like at the door?
I don't have one of those.
We have one at our house.
I don't have one of those, but ringing the doorbell sends the dogs into a frenzy every time the doorbell rings. So
I guess knocking at the door would not solve that either. I mean, if you knock,
they do the same thing.
Maybe I need to get me one of those camera doorbells that don't actually ring, but it alerts your phone.
Mine was also the delivery man.
Where's your ideal place to raise kids or start a family?
Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Somewhere cheaper. No, I don't know.
I haven't thought that far ahead.
It was a lot different 20 years ago here.
Do you make choices on what's best for you or what's easiest?
Easiest. I'm very much I want to figure out the most efficient way to do a task. So if I've got something to do, I want to figure out the way to get it done the fastest and the easiest. So I'd say easiest.
And you're welcome, because I probably passed that trait along.
You did.
But I'd want to be efficient, get it done as quick as possible, and the best way possible.
I thought you had a little trouble simplifying.
Well, sometimes things do get a little more complicated, and you have to break it back down.
And as things get simpler over time, he doesn't like to change the way he's been doing something.
Right.
So he won't re-simplify something once he's figured out how the simplest way to do it, even if it's gotten easier.
I'll put that down as he's a jerk. Okay. What topic do you always give your 2 cents on?
This is easy. The Bible.
Oh, okay.
It's my job. I do that for a living, so.
I pretty much haven't found anything that I haven't given my 2 cents on.
That's true.
Amen.
He's a jerk.
Amen. Biblically. Amen. Finally, do you prefer blue or black inked pens?
Black.
It doesn't really matter to me.
Ink has to be gel ink, and a 1.0 pen in black, my favorite.
I'll use either.
The difference in two men. That's random questions.
All right, more of the Wake Up Crew coming up.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
As a leader in environmental services, sustainability is deeply integrated into our business model. At Middle Point Landfill, we are environmentalists at heart. This is Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill. We use cutting-edge technology in combination with our deep experience in recycling and waste services to protect our environment and our neighbors. That's our job, and that's our promise. We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com. Republic Services, we are sustainability in action.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE has a solar expert and energy services supervisor to help its members understand if solar is right for them and help members avoid possible scams from outside parties. Learn more at mte.com/prosolar.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's the Wake Up Crew at 7:30. It's Wednesday, March 13th, episode 1363.
And happy birthday today to Thomas Rutherford, Ben Cooper, Jennifer Hopper, and Janice Mullaney.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, it's really easy to get those in. Call or text 615-893-1450 or head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays. But I got to warn you, it's your last chance. Go ahead and get those in as soon as possible so we can give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Yep, we'll announce that entire list coming up here about 8 o'clock this morning. So stay tuned for that and see if you might be the winner today.
Local news, traffic, and weather is coming up for you right now on WGNS.
Family owned and operated since 1903, French's is always stocked with the top brands and work in Western wear. Plus, we're the best place in the South to get Hey Dude shoes with the best selection in town.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 73 degrees. Winds south-southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear. Lows drop to 54. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Thursday, mostly sunny. Slight chance for afternoon showers. Highs warm into the upper 70s. And then Thursday night, better chance for showers. Storms also possible after midnight. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 46.
Good morning. Starting to load up even more over here through Hermitage on 40 westbound as you come past Central Pike. All that traffic flow that's coming in right now from Wilson County, the Mount Juliet area towards Hermitage. It's pretty busy now westbound. Vietnam Vets there at Conference Drive. It continues to run a little bit slow on 24 west in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County up through the Antioch area. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken's Catering. Check out that awesome menu today. Prince'sHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. The Rutherford County Schools are considering shutting down Monday, April 8th for the sun. School Director Jimmy Sullivan explains.
We have an eclipse coming on April 8th. This will be the second one in about 7 years. The last time Rutherford County Schools closed for the eclipse, we haven't made that decision yet on what our plans are. There's pros and cons to both sides. The pros being that it's an educational opportunity. The cons being some of the eclipse is going to occur during dismissal. And we want to make sure our students are safe, especially when we are looking at bus transportation for some of our young students.
The last time a total eclipse occurred in North America was 2017. Perhaps adding interest to this year's eclipse is the moon itself, which will be closer to the Earth, making it appear larger, which will also increase the length of time and makes the sun darker during the eclipse. Tennessee is on the path of potentially eliminating its grocery tax, thanks to the efforts of Representatives Afton Bain and Senator Charlene Oliver, who champion House Bills 2043 and Senate Bill 1934. This bill aims at stopping the taxation of groceries by both state and local governments, a move that could significantly impact Rutherford County residents and those in surrounding counties. Following approval by the House Governmental Operations Committee, the bill will undergo scrutiny by the House Finance Subcommittee and later presented in the Senate Finance, Ways and Means Revenue Subcommittee. Currently, Tennessee imposes a 4% tax on food with the potential for an additional taxes of up to 2.75%. Socialize with us on social media. Head over to facebook.com/WGNS Radio and click the like button, and then follow us on X at WGNS Radio. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news. Listen each weekday morning at 9 o'clock for the roundtable here on News Radio WGNS. Interesting hosts and guests with the news, views, politics, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County here on News Radio WGNS.
Adams Place has been a wonderful place. I'm Greg Shannon. Our grandkids live in Bradyville, so we wanted to get closer.
Greg, what do you like most about Adams Place?
Well, the people are amazing, both the staff and, of course, the residents. Like, everybody we've met so far is just unbelievably nice, just trying to make us feel welcome, you know?
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, I'll get around to it someday? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side, and there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Over the past several years, hearing aid technology has drastically improved. Hi, I'm Dr. Sean Lancaster. If you've been struggling with your hearing, give me a call, Dr. Sean Lancaster, and take a free hearing aid test drive and see for yourself how much hearing aids can truly help.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we continue here on The Wake Up Crew, and it's time to have a little quiz this morning.
Today's quiz is called Father and Daughter or Love Interest, where I will give you an actor and an actress, tell you their age difference, and then you guess if in a movie they played father and daughter or if they were love interest, because sometimes Hollywood can be a little creepy. First one on the list here, we have Jeff Bridges and Maggie Gyllenhaal. Did they play father and daughter or were they love interest? 60 and 32 is the age there.
They were love interest. He was in that Academy Award winning Crazy
something. Crazy Heart.
Yeah, Crazy
2009.
Heart.
They did play love interests.
Great movie, though.
Warren Beatty and Halle Berry. Did they play father and daughter or love interest? Warren Beatty is 61. Halle Berry, 32.
You can't give us the movie.
No.
Okay.
I would think they were father and daughter, but...
I'm going with that, too.
That was incorrect. In 1998, Warren Beatty and Halle Berry played love interest in Bullworth.
Okay.
Andy Garcia and Adria Orjana play father and daughter or love interest. Andy Garcia is 66. Andrea Arjona is 30. Father and daughter or love interest?
Father-daughter.
Sure. I have no idea.
That was the correct answer. In 2022, they played father and daughter in the movie Father of the Bride. William Peterson and Reese Witherspoon. William Peterson being 43, Reese Witherspoon being 20. Father and daughter or love interests?
Father, daughter.
Sure.
That was correct in 1996 in the movie Fear. Bruce Willis and Jane March. Father and daughter or love interest? Bruce Willis, 39. Jane March, 21.
Love interest?
I don't know Jane March, but yeah, I'll go with love
interest.
Interest.
That was the correct answer. In 1994, Bruce Willis and Jane March played love interest in The Color of Night.
They make people to be whatever age. Mm. I mean, they could be 10 or 15 years older.
And they did it in the early days, too. That's nothing new.
Yeah. Bruce Willis and Mary Elizabeth Winstead. Did they play father and daughter or love interest? Bruce Willis being 52 in this movie. And Mary Elizabeth Winstead being 23.
Love interest.
I'll go father-daughter.
The correct answer was father and daughter. In 2007, in the movie Live Free or Die Hard.
Oh.
Liam Neeson and Olivia Wilde. Liam Neeson, 61 at the time. Olivia Wilde, 29. Father-daughter or love interest?
It would help if we knew the movie, but...
Yeah,
I'm going to say father-daughter.
Liam and Olivia. I'll go with him.
The correct answer was love interest in 2012 in the movie Third Person. Steve Carell and Emma Stone. Steve Carell, 49 at the time. Emma Stone, 23. Father and daughter or love interest? I can't see Steve Carell as a love interest, but that's just me. For you know...
No, I think I think it's father daughter.
Yeah,
I think it would need to be. That was the correct answer. In 2011, Crazy Stupid Love.
Yes, Crazy Stupid Love. That's what I remember.
Colin Firth and Emma Stone. Colin Firth being 54 at the time. Emma Stone being 26. Father and daughter or love interest?
Who was the actress?
Colin Firth,
and
guy
who?
From Kingsman. Emma Stone was the actress.
Father daughter.
Love interest.
Okay, the correct answer was love interest in the movie Magic in the Moonlight. This is
again.
Hard. Jack Nicholson and Helen Hunt. Jack Nicholson being 60, Helen Hunt being 34.
Love interest.
Yeah, I think it was.
It was in the movie Good as It Gets.
Yeah.
Mark Harmon and Mandy Moore. Mark Harmon, 53. Mandy Moore, 20.
Love interest, because aren't they married in real life?
That would be father-daughter.
They did play father-daughter in the movie Chasing Liberty.
No, you're thinking of...
I'm thinking of someone else, yeah.
Sean Connery, age 69. Catherine Zeta-Jones, age 30. Father, daughter, or love interest?
I know this one.
Love interest.
Love interest.
That is correct in the movie Entrapment. And we'll do last one here. Tom Skerritt and Drew Barrymore. Tom Skerritt, 59. Drew Barrymore, 17.
They were love interest.
Yes.
That is correct in the movie Poison Ivy, 1992.
All right. Little fun with you this morning on the Wake Up Crew.
French's Shoes and Boots is the number one place to shop for boots, shoes, apparel, accessories, and much more. Family owned and operated since 1903, French's is always stocked with the top brands in work and western wear. French's is the best place in the South to get Hey Dude shoes for the whole family with the best selection in town. French's Shoes and Boots, your hometown store for boots, shoes, and more.
Shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Who buys Habitat for Humanity homes?
People who are working, and they work hard. Generally, it's 40 to 80% of the area median income.
And everyone can support the dream of home ownership by shopping at the Habitat ReStore.
We have 20 future homeowners in our program right now.
It just does so much for the community.
Please shop at the Habitat ReStore, 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
There's so many things that you can do at Adams Place. My name is Carrie Shannon. I probably spend more time in the library or reading a book and that kind of thing. And I've never seen anything as good as Adams Place. And you feel like you're in a beautiful hotel and a very nice library. It's just a really beautiful place.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me from about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Time to wrap things up here for a Wednesday morning. Hope you've enjoyed the show today. Our Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They serve members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. Today's Good Neighbor of the Day from WGNS and Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts is Brian Blish, our good neighbor for always being so helpful and kind. Brian Blish. Enjoy the flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. And text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450 to nominate a Good Neighbor of the Day. It's super simple. Takes you just a couple of minutes and you'll make someone's day. They'll be the Good Neighbor of the Day here in the coming weeks. So again, text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
All right. Today's dad joke. Should I do it like this, John?
I think you should.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if we can get a laugh out of it.
Received a text from my wife saying she was breaking up with me. Imagine how relieved I was when a couple of minutes later she texted, "Sorry, wrong number."
Oh, that was good.
I think it was better.
Yeah, I think it was better.
We'll bump it up to a 3.5. Oh, wait.
We'll bump it up to a 3.5.
What have we learned on today's show?
Texting can be dangerous to your health.
And it's called twalking.
Twalking, yeah.
If you talk and text.
It kind of got us fired up a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
A Chipper, sweet little story about Chipper, and then you added a little sweet little story about Huey.
And the cockroach.
And then cockroach, yeah. Count.
Let's have all the dogs bark. There's Huey.
Well, play his howl, not his bark.
And then my sweet little ladybug.
Why do you play that noise so proudly? That's what I don't understand. I'd be ashamed. If my dog sounded like that, I'd have him put down.
And Chipper? Chipper?
I play Chipper.
Oh. Yeah. He mixed it in with Huey, just where Ladybug would be by herself.
Oh, he got his own segment this morning. What are you talking about? All right. Did we learn anything else other than...
No, I don't not know. Really.
We had a couple...
We learned talking in cups is fun.
That's true. We had a great round of random questions.
Yeah. Not too shabby.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah.
All right. Felt a little repetitive, but that's okay.
Yeah. It happens.
Sometimes I feel like we've done these things so many times that it's just like...
Okay, you know? Are you saying something about the guy that does
no,
it?
No. Yeah. You do a great job. You do a great job. Okay. But it's like sometimes I feel like we've done this before.
Well, maybe, you know.
Well, that's what we've learned this morning.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, the stupid, silly stat of the day.
Like this. It feels like we've done this before.
Some Nashville laws.
Mm. Oh. We've been on a law kick. It should be called the stupid, silly law today.
Well, these are weird laws that are on the books. And this in Nashville, no person may keep a cheetah as a pet.
Oh, no. Well, I can't move there.
You know, sometimes I hear things like that and I'm like, somebody had to have done that to be a law.
Yeah, that's kind of what I, yeah. And this is another prime example. Anyone rollerblading may not tie his or herself to a moving vehicle in a highway.
Smart. I'm in a Facebook group.
Not only is it a law, but it protects people.
Yeah. I'm in a Facebook group called Warnings and Lawsuits that are clearly the result of somebody doing something stupid or something. And that's what it is. It's signs. And it'll be like, you shouldn't use a glass to drink the toilet water or something. It's just funny.
Well,
see you later, buddy.
Well, I'll see you in the morning.
Why?
For another Wake Up Crew.
We got another one of those shows.
Yep, tomorrow morning, bright and early. Hope you'll join just after 6.
Bye, Dalton. Stop me
now. I'm having such a good time.
That's our song of the day from Queen. Stop me now. Hope it puts a little pep in your step. Have a great Wednesday. Back in the morning just after 6 for the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 73 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear. Lows drop to 54. Wind south around 5 miles per hour. Thursday, mostly sunny. Slight chance for afternoon showers. Highs warm into the upper 70s. And then Thursday night, better chance.